Hello, and welcome to another episode of Health Tech Insights. I'm your host, Scott Kaler, and today we have an incredibly special guest with us, Dr. Suresh Mukherjee, a renowned radiologist with extensive experience in medical research and mentoring professionals from around the world. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Mukherjee.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. I'm delighted to be here and to discuss GLP-1 inhibitors, an increasingly important topic in diabetes management.
Let's start with the basics. Can you explain what GLP-1 inhibitors are and their role in diabetes management?
Certainly. GLP-1 inhibitors, or glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists, are a class of medications used primarily to manage type 2 diabetes. They work by mimicking the action of the GLP-1 hormone, which helps to regulate blood sugar levels. This is achieved by enhancing insulin secretion, inhibiting glucagon release, and slowing gastric emptying. They also offer additional benefits like promoting satiety, which can aid in weight loss.
Interesting. Now, could you delve into the mechanism of action? How do GLP-1 inhibitors affect the body?
Yes, of course. The GLP-1 inhibitors work by binding to the GLP-1 receptors located mainly in the pancreas. This action stimulates the release of insulin and inhibits the secretion of glucagon when blood glucose levels are elevated. It also slows down the process of gastric emptying, thereby reducing postprandial glucose spikes. These mechanisms collectively help in maintaining better glycemic control and also contribute to weight loss, which is particularly beneficial for obese patients.
Speaking of weight loss, how effective are GLP-1 inhibitors for obese patients?
Well, studies have shown that GLP-1 inhibitors can be quite effective in promoting weight loss in obese individuals. This is primarily due to their ability to enhance satiety and thereby reduce caloric intake. In clinical trials, patients treated with GLP-1 inhibitors often experience significant weight reduction compared to those on placebo or other anti-diabetic medications.
That's fascinating. Now, as a radiologist, can you talk about the imaging modalities used to assess pancreatic function in patients on GLP-1 inhibitors?
Certainly, Scott. Imaging plays a crucial role in evaluating pancreatic function and identifying any complications related to GLP-1 inhibitor therapy. Modalities like magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, and computed tomography, CT, are commonly used. Additionally, endoscopic ultrasound, EUS, can be very effective in providing detailed images of the pancreas. These imaging techniques help in assessing pancreatic morphology, detecting any signs of inflammation or masses, and monitoring for potential adverse effects such as pancreatitis.
How do GLP-1 inhibitors compare to other anti-diabetic agents?
Well, GLP-1 inhibitors offer several advantages over traditional anti-diabetic medications. They not only provide better glycemic control, but also promote weight loss, which is a significant benefit for overweight and obese patients. They have a lower risk of causing hypoglycemia compared to insulin or sulfonylureas. However, their cost can be a limiting factor, and they are often considered when patients do not achieve adequate control with other medications.
What about potential side effects and the safety profile of GLP-1 inhibitors?
The safety profile of GLP-1 inhibitors is generally favorable, but there are potential side effects to consider. Common adverse effects include gastrointestinal symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. More serious but less common issues include pancreatitis and gallbladder disease. Therefore, patients need to be carefully monitored, particularly those with a history of pancreatitis. It's essential for a multidisciplinary team approach to effectively manage these patients.
And speaking of pancreatitis, what role does radiology play in diagnosing GLP-1 inhibitor-induced pancreatitis?
Radiology is pivotal in diagnosing pancreatitis induced by GLP-1 inhibitors. Imaging modalities such as MRI and CT are crucial for detecting pancreatic inflammation, identifying areas of necrosis or fluid collections, and monitoring disease progression. Endoscopic ultrasound, EUS, can also be invaluable for detailed visualization and may offer guided biopsy if needed.
Finally, Dr. Mukherjee, could you talk about future directions and research in the field of GLP-1 inhibitors?
Absolutely. Future research is focusing on the development of new GLP-1 analogs with improved efficacy and longer duration of action. Additionally, combination therapies that include GLP-1 inhibitors are being explored to optimize diabetes management. There is also significant interest in investigating their potential benefits in treating other conditions such as cardiovascular diseases and neurodegenerative disorders. The ongoing research aims to expand the therapeutic utility of GLP-1 inhibitors while minimizing adverse effects.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mukherjee, for this enlightening discussion. I'm sure our listeners have gained a lot of valuable insights into GLP-1 inhibitors.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure to be here and share my knowledge on this important topic.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Health Tech Insights. Stay tuned for more expert discussions in our upcoming episodes. Goodbye for now.